The great and wondrous mindfulness challenge is catching your wandering mind. This requires that you realize that the mind has wandered. And in today's world of an ever-expanding body of devices that can lead to further distraction, from email to text messaging, and a collective body of family, friends, and colleagues who themselves are increasingly distracted, this challenge cannot be overestimated. William James, the great psychologist and philosopher, said that the faculty of voluntarily bringing back a wandering attention over and over again is the very root of judgment, character, and will. In our daily lives, the real-world consequences of a wandering mind are states like regret, doubt, anxiety, and fear. As attention wanders away from the present moment, it moves into past and future. When the mind gets lost in past, we can experience doubt, guilt, melancholy, and anger all over events long gone. And when the mind darts into future, one of its favorite places, we can imagine events and outcomes that generate fear and worry. Mark Twain understood this when he said, "I've had a great many problems in my life, most of which never happened." Take a moment and think about the times you fretted and perhaps experienced great distress over matters of health, both your patients as well as your own or a loved one's, when regardless of what eventually transpired, you realize the worry accomplished nothing. You may have even known this at the time, but still couldn't do much about it. This is the challenge of a wandering mind and of its tendency to attach to hopes and fears. Mindfulness, intentionally paying attention to what is taking place around and within you, can serve to tone down the wandering mind, providing both you and through you, your patients, with a greater sense of ease and ability to bear life's challenging moments. Thich Nhat Hanh, a Zen master and great teacher of mindfulness in the West, tells the story of a group of villagers being attacked who fled their homes and piled into rickety boats. In the great panic that ensued, boats were tipping over, often resulting in everyone on board drowning. He said that if one person on a boat were able to remain present, it could save the entire boat. And so in the exercises that follow, we will practice paying attention. We will practice cultivating presence.